Number 83. The graduate. Finally leaving university and finding a job is no gradation. It's something that happens all of a sudden. What could the graduate do, having now graduated from university? Some jobs might gratify her, others would be grating. Perhaps she could go to a gorge in Africa and study gorillas. No, she was afraid of them. Perhaps she could review restaurants for newspapers, magazines, and guidebooks. That would only make her gourmandise. She had to look after her gorgeous, gracile figure. Besides, she was certainly a gourmand, but was she a gourmet? No, she was no grace. Perhaps she could spread the gospel to heathen people. The problem there was that she didn't believe in God. She could make graffito, but she was terrible at graphic design. People would only goggle at her efforts. In fact, she was terrible at all kinds of art. She had tried sculpting from wood once, and her efforts with a gouge had been laughable. She could mine graphite for use in pencils. That work would be too dirty. Mind you, mining granite would be just as bad. Perhaps she could conduct scientific research into gossamer. She had read an interesting article about how it might be used in various ways in the future. No good. She hated spiders. Perhaps she could try something involving governance. Think of all the power. But those grasping people had illusions of grandeur. Spoke grandiloquent words, made grandiose grandstand plans for the country, and then took graft from grateful businessmen in return for granting them what they wanted. No. She couldn't get involved with those seemingly gracious people who gold-bricked when it came to gratification for their country rather than for themselves. Perhaps she could work in a granary. Perhaps she could mill grain and make her own bread. Then she remembered how she had goofed the last time she had been in a kitchen. Perhaps she could feed granules to goslings. Too boring. She could play a gong in an orchestra. Then she remembered that she hated music. Medicine was too gory. Cleaning grates was unprofitable. Few homes had them nowadays. Professional wrestling was too unseemly. All that grappling. She didn't know whether people were employed to granulate sugar or instant coffee. There was only one thing left. She could work gratis. Do any work that anyone required of her to show goodwill.